Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. A couple episodes back, I talked about getting rid of D players and that you get what you tolerate. And I really had to remind myself of this lately with a specific situation that came up with some clients of mine. So I had these clients, a husband and wife team. The wife, super, super sweet. And the husband's sweet too, but every once in a while, he would just fly off the handle. He would get super aggressive and he was just mean. Now, this did not make me want to help them anymore. And generally, I could see that the reason he was flying off the handle was because they were stressed, right? They needed more money, things weren't working, whatever it was. And for a long time, I just tolerated it until the last straw. When they reached out and said they needed help, I responded within the hour and said, here's what I can do. And by the time they got back to me, I'd already left for the day. So I actually left work early and took my kids out of school early to have this like special day. And then my phone starts blowing up. This is one of the few clients that had my personal cell phone. And I can see these messages come in through Slack where the husband is flying off the handle at my team using profanity, and it just wasn't acceptable. So, of course, did this make me want to help him? No. And it completely ruined this outing with my kids. Now, I had to stand my ground and say, listen, I'm more than happy to help you, but the way that you're communicating with me is not okay, and it's unacceptable to talk to my team like this. Then he sends me this little nasty voice memo, and that was it. I cut him off, and I just said, effective immediately, we're done working together, I'm gonna give you a refund for your last payment, and you're out of here. The reason I'm talking about this is because I should have stood my ground earlier. I shouldn't have tolerated his outbursts for as long as I did. And effectively, I got what I tolerated. So what relationship in your life do you need to take a look at? Whether this is a relationship with a team member, whether this is a relationship with a member or somebody personally in your life, like is there behavior that you're tolerating? Now, does this mean that you lead with an iron fist and you establish your dominance over somebody? No, that's not what I'm talking about here. But people will treat you the way that you train them to treat you. And in this scenario, I trained this person that it was okay to talk to me like that. Just like you might be training your members that you're at their beck and call and it's okay for them to reach out to you at all hours of the day, night, or weekend and expect a response. So take a good hard look at those relationships in your life. What behavior are you tolerating that you need to correct? What boundary do you need to set? And that's all for today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.